This is Sunday 2/1/26, and this is a Prophet's Corner Uncut, and it's the title is called Take Heart. I'm just going to read to you what the Lord gave me here. Just as I have told you, it is true, you are coming out. Nothing happens in the natural world without it first happening in the spirit world. Keep this in mind and you will not become discouraged and faint in your mind when you don't see things in the natural world like you think. The world really has no concept of how this works. Most have only physical experience and never know that there is a spiritual world going on around them full of activity. The enemy would desire to keep you in this transitioning state, for you are vulnerable here, but do not be discouraged and hold fast the form of sound words, for I am bringing you out. It may seem slow, but it is a go. Just keep walking one step and another. You are no longer the same, but you will adapt quickly to your new surroundings. When a soldier goes to war, he never comes home the same. Physical warrior... When a soldier goes to war, he never comes home the same. Physical warriors and spiritual warriors in this respect are the same. I had to prove you, and that only comes by hardness. Paul exhorted young Timothy to endure hardness as a first-class soldier of Jesus Christ. You've not been alone, for I've been with you every step of this journey. I've seen your pain, seen your tears. I said I would never leave you or forsake you, and I always keep my word. You will meet with resistance from time to time in your new world, and when it is needed, I will tell you or show you what to do. Each challenge will be different, so be sure to follow my spirit in everything you do, because this is the key to the whole operation. A spirit will not respond against the flesh. Spirit against spirit, that is how it is with warfare. This is how you will do good warfare. If you stay in the spirit, you will always win. By my finger, it will be. You questioned this week and asked me if you had missed me. No, you obeyed me, and that's why the attack. One of the faults of my children is that they are afraid of me. They're afraid of me. Right here. One of the faults of my children is that they are afraid of me. They are always thinking they miss me. I'm always for you and never against you. And you would know it if you had missed me. Keep this up front and center, that greater is he, me and you, than he that's in the world. The enemy is the accuser, and he does this, his rottenness, and then tries to say it is your fault. No longer fall for this tactic, for it is a battle tactic. If I need to give you instructions, I will do so, and you won't have to guess whether it is me or not. I do not correct by adverse symptoms or circumstances. That is the enemy once again. Always keep this in mind so it will help you keep the right mindset. No longer question yourself, but move forward in confidence, and peace always makes the call. If what is presented to you makes you question yourself, then you know that it's not of me. Go forth in confidence, nothing doubting, and never be amazed at what the devil might come up with to convince you that it's me doing it. With every endeavor, go forward with faith, victory, and peace, and know that I'm with you, for I'm not against. A person becomes snared by the devil in their thoughts first, so guard your thoughts. Capture those negative thoughts before you are tempted to say it. So much trouble can be avoided by keeping sound words in your mouth and always seeing the good side of things. James 3:2. For in many things we offend all. If a man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. Bridle means to a curb or headstall. Give no room for the enemy to operate. So move on, children, advance forward, for you are right on course and over the target.